As vaccination rates rise and lockdown states slowly reopen, the federal government's withdrawing another of its economic lifelines. The Treasurer has announced payments for COVID-affected businesses in Victoria, the ACT and New South Wales will end once they reach 80% vaccine coverage. But the decision to cut off federal funds to hundreds of thousands of businesses is causing alarm. Here's political reporter Jane Norman.
It's been 7 weeks to the day since the last beer was poured at Frank Condy's popular pub in Canberra.
You know, we've lost 100% of our wage. I'm praying that we don't have another lockdown.
To soften the blow, the ACT and Commonwealth have thrown businesses a lifeline in the form of grants worth up to $60,000.
Well, we haven't received anything, the promises of it being there.
6 or 7 weeks in and you haven't received a cent in business support.
No, nothing whatsoever.
And so what impact has that had on you?
It's a huge impact. You know, we're sort of just living off the smell of an oily rag.
In just over a fortnight, Frank Condy should be back in business when the ACT's stay-at-home orders will be lifted. But that's also when business support will start to taper. The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg's phasing out billions of dollars in funding as lockdowns lift and businesses reopen, a move he first flagged last month.
There should be no expectations that the Commonwealth will continue to provide emergency economic assistance to the quantum, to the size and the scale that we're doing right now.
So once the ACT, Victoria and New South Wales reach 80% vaccine coverage, emergency payments for workers and businesses will end. Innes Willicks is from the Australian Industry Group.
I think the Treasurer needs to step carefully. The fact that they are going to withdraw support should not be unexpected and should be supported in many ways because we can't keep living off the government. But it's not going to be uniform return to work.
Take Frank Condy's pub. Canberra's on track to hit the 80% vaccine target in late October. While the lockdown will have lifted, severe restrictions will remain. And yet there'll be no help from the Commonwealth.
My ground floor, I've got an occupancy of around about 170, 175 people. I'm allowed 25 people. So to say that they're going to reduce any sort of support, it's a bit of a slap in the face, to be honest.
The federal government's hoping that by phasing out its funding, the states and territories will have even more reason to keep their economies open. Innes Willicks says it's going to be a rough few months.
I think there's a lot of trepidation among business about what comes next.
Some state leaders are strongly indicating that they will deviate from the national plan. How much is that contributing to this sense of uncertainty and trepidation?
Business thought that there was a plan, but now it seems that there isn't a plan. And there's no agreement around when the reopening will occur and how it will occur. So the COVID recovery looks like it's just going to be a continuation of living through COVID, that is, eight jurisdictions going their own way, and that's going to be deeply problematic for business.
Innes Willicks, the Chief Executive of the Australian Industry Group, ending that report from Jane Norman.